This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Raunchy, Amy Marks-Cores, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Good morning and a happy Friday. Boy, are we ready.
Are we?
Are we ready for the day? Yes, we are, John Hancock. Right. You keep quiet. You're going to have a good day today, whether you whether or not, well, not until, yes,
show.
Just for the next few seconds, but you're going to have a good day with us, John,
all right,
whether you like it or not.
Okay, fine. I hate this chair.
He is in the low rider.
It's a miserable chair.
Oh, we're sorry, man.
He is in the low riding chair.
My legs. Are...
Hancock and Kelly with us on a Friday.
Eat off my knees.
Take your shoes off, too, while you're at it. So, listen, we're going to have a good day, okay? All of us. Call us, text us, 314-436-7900. We are, if you can look at John and Michael and Amy and me and Pajeski. You can look at all of us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Follow us on Twitter where you can see us live. It is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Governor Kehoe signing bills on making St. Louis an entertainment district, the downtown area. Also signed the American Beer Act while repealing paid sick leave for employees.
And news around the hockey world last night. The St. Louis Blues will no longer have play-by-play announcer John Kelly as they switch to a simulcast mode with Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale on the television call that will be simulcast on the radio.
Cardinals win the series against the Nationals. Now they've got a series against the Braves, which is their last before the All-Star break. So that will happen tonight. It is a 6:20 pregame show, 7:15 first pitch, right here on the home of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM KMOX. And we'll be the home of the Cardinals for the next several years because we have signed an extension. Just in case you didn't know, Cardinals baseball will stay here.
Good.
Amen.
That's where they should be.
Yeah, where else would it be?
I know.
It wouldn't make any sense.
No. It wouldn't make any
sense. To go anywhere else.
Mm-mm. And now, not only are you on the historic 11:20 a.m., you're also on 104.1 FM.
That's right. Oh. And if you better acknowledge 11:20 a.m. or some people will get pissy.
Craig texted us, called us yesterday, a listener named Craig.
Craig.
Very angry that we were not acknowledging the a.m.
Furious.
So then I asked him, Craig, are you seriously angry or is this a joke? He said, no, I'm really angry. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how angry are you? 8.5.
Just to set the record straight, I am not listening to 104 FM. I am listening to 11:20 AM. Okay? You got that? Thank you.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Anyway, Craig, if you're listening now, 314-436-7900, text us. Are you still at an 8.5 or are you less angry?
He was at an 8.5. We just need a follow-up.
He wasn't at 11:20?
Man.
You know, there are some people for whom amplitude modulation is the preferable way to consume radio waves.
That is true.
Like Marvin the Martian and his amplitude modulator.
I still use it. I was out a couple hours away from St. Louis. And at nighttime, you can still turn it on and get KMOX there.
It's because of the amplitude modulation.
That's right.
Bounces
that's
right. higher, right?
Yeah.
I liked it. We had a pilot. We had a pilot yesterday who said he listens to 1120 when he's flying.
Wow, what makes sense?
So when he's in the plane, yeah, he says he can get AM with an old. He said it's an old school navigational aid called an ADF radio, and there are times where he is in flight and he will turn on 1120 and listen.
Did he say his name or just say I'm a pilot?
He did not say
his
name.
I want to know what kind of plane. Is he flying a Southwest plane? Is he flying a private jet, or is he doing a crop duster?
Well, he does say the jet. He says, I listen to 1120 a.m. in the jet I fly.
Well, because...
So maybe it is.
What if it's like an F-18? What if it's a Blue Angel?
Well, now that's how they... the Blue Angels and the flyovers...
What is...
My understanding is that's how they time the national anthem when they're doing it. They're listening to the anthem. I don't know, but they do have it in their headset somehow. Where they're listening to it, and they will speed up or slow down just to make sure they make it over the stadium at the right time.
Aren't they supposed to be listening to the control tower?
I thought they timed it because they go, at the tone, it's 11.
Time of the tone, ding. 12 o'clock.
I've seen on social media like where these, have you guys know what AirDrop is with your phone?
Yeah.
So there'll be two flights.
AirDrop.
Yeah, two flights in the air.
You air quoted AirDrop.
And a pilot had taken a photo of another plane, and he AirDropped it to the pilot that way. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that on social media. That's kind of cool.
That's wild.
Right.
At any rate, there are so many. The point is this. You can get it so many different ways here. And I know that we have a handful of folks who are upset when you don't acknowledge the 1120 signal. Here's the reason we don't do it. It's difficult to get people to want to flip over to AM.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know how.
They don't know how. The younger people don't. And if you're on AM, you're coming here anyway. We know that. I mean, people are going to 1120 anyway.
This is a true story. I have a 2017 Subaru. So it's not that old, but it's not that new. Kind of in the middle. And it feels new to me. And for about a year and a half, I had to listen to KMOX on the Odyssey app in the car because I changed accidentally a preset and I didn't know how to get back to AM.
Oh, my gosh.
For like a year and a half.
Well, that's terrible.
My car doesn't even have AM in it.
That's right.
It's the only way I can listen to KMOX. Yeah, 104.1.
Well, Odyssey app.
Or the Odyssey app, which is what I did prior to us going to 104.1 because that other signal we were on wasn't that as strong as 104.1 is.
Oh, 98.7. Yeah. So the point is you can get us multiple different ways.
Did Craig text in yet?
Craig has not texted in.
He's not listening.
No, he's upset.
I mean, he texted in when he was an 8.5 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's an 1120. I like that line.
Very well done. What do you want to talk about
first?
Well,
I know what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Because I think everyone in this, all of our entire show moved. Chris Ranji, Matt Podesta.
Oh, to new places.
Yes.
Together.
We didn't move together. We decided we couldn't live together anymore, so we moved to separate places. I know initially.
Three's company, huh?
Yes, it was a Three's Company situation, and we decided to move. And here's the thing. St. Louis, one of the great things about St. Louis is that it is affordable. That's what we tell ourselves because it's not a big city and we don't have traffic because no one's really driving around. And it's pretty easy to live here, except it's really not that affordable sometimes.
Isn't that cheap?
For rent.
So we were looking at places. I mean, so you can find cheap places to live, but if you want to live in a decent area or what most people would consider to be decent, it is. I don't think it's all that far off from a city like Chicago, to be honest.
No,
there's a place in the Central West End. I'm not going to name the building, and I remember looking at it as a possibility 8 years ago when I moved back, and I thought, okay, it's a little more than I wanted to pay, so I didn't do it. It is so much, and I don't know if it's a recent thing, but it seems like it. It is so much more expensive.
Can you give us an example?
So when I was looking before, it was about $1,600-ish, mm-hmm. I think, for an apartment. I thought, that's a little
steep.
It's a little steep.
It does seem high.
Oh, that's cheap compared to what they're charging now.
That same,
right?
that same place now, we were just looking at the website today, it is at least for about a 650 square foot place, it is at least $2,000 for a one bed.
One bedroom, one bathroom?
Oh, yeah. And it goes all for a one bed, one bath, ridiculous. Goes all the way up to $2,900.
These are places right across the street from me. I can't believe that they're charging that much for it.
In St. Louis?
And they must be full.
I won't say the name of this building either, but this is in Clayton, right? In Clayton.
Got all these buildings. We're not telling you what they are.
One bedroom, one bath. 560 square feet. That's small. Yeah. One bedroom, one bath, 560 square feet. The base price starting from $2,400. That doesn't include parking. It doesn't include like the fees. There's like a building fee. So you got to tag on another like $300 for just the base price. But yeah, if you want a better view, it goes up higher than that. But the base price is $2,400 for a 500 square foot apartment.
That's nuts. And Michael was talking about a place that was a little bit west of that even. I guess, is it Olivet maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And they were 1,800 for a one bed.
Who's got this money?
Okay, I don't.
Who do we think we are? Now, I know Clayton is the Manhattan of the suburbs. That's what it's called.
Of the suburbs.
Clayton is the Manhattan.
Is that what it's called?
The Manhattan.
By whom?
I've never heard that. By a t-shirt I saw at a store.
Okay.
But Clayton is the Manhattan of the suburbs. I mean, I get it, but we're St. Louis, Missouri.
Right.
Where do we...
I don't understand.
I only paid $550 a month for my apartment.
And how long ago was that?
A few years ago.
See, and this is
my friend,
like,
had a two bedroom
35 years ago.
I had a
early '90s in Clayton for
$300. And I don't know how this translates via real estate, but as John likes to tease me, I travel quite a bit. I just spent a weekend up in Chicago doing the similar things that I would do in St. Louis, and I anticipated it being more expensive. And I found,
like, being out and about, going out,
having dinner and blah blah blah. No, it was comparable to what it costs in St. Louis. And everybody says, oh, when you live in St. Louis, it's so much cheaper than in Chicago. No.
Not really.
They, no, the steaks, the drinks.
What are they charging for blah, blah, blah these days?
Well, almost all drinks, if you're getting them made someplace, are like $20. And that's not here in St. Louis.
Wow.
I mean, if you go get a mixed, you know, cocktail.
Like one of those artisan cocktail kind of deals.
I mean,
deals,
it's just crazy.
So my brother was in a place that I think is technically not De Pere, but it's De Pere. But it's unincorporated St. Louis County in that area. And they have since moved because he's like, on principle, I am not paying this for, again, an apartment in the De Pere area. $2,400 for a one bedroom.
Just $2,400
in De Pere? A one bedroom in De Pere.
Dude, it's supposed to, I would like to know those places that are on the way to Chesterfield Valley right off 40.
Yeah.
So when you get past 141.
Pricey. Yeah.
That's way out there, too. So it's like you live in these places that are really expensive, but then you're going to have to drive to work, right? Yeah. It's not like you live in a city where you can get on public transit and you're at work in 5 seconds.
Out in those areas, because, like, you know what else is expensive? I mean, that's what I mean. It's not just the city. You know, a cheap apartment is on Washington. You can get a really nice loft for, like, $1,000. But if you go, like, Clayton, and then, like, you keep going west to DePere, Chesterfield, Wildwood, all those areas.
All the way out to Wing Haven.
Yes, it's so expensive.
It's nuts. I don't understand who we think we are. Like, I love St. Louis.
I want
us to be better. I think we can be better. I grew up here, so I'm in love with the city, okay? I'm in love with this area because of that. But I just don't understand who we think we are.
I don't know.
Do we think that we can just keep building all these brand new places?
And they're huge and they're massive.
And charge $2,400 for a one bedroom?
Well, I mean, obviously the market's bearing it, right?
Apparently.
It is.
But I don't understand who is buying them.
Are we not making enough housing? Because, I mean, it has to be a cheaper eventually for somebody to save up a couple thousand dollars to put down as a down payment and start paying a house payment. As opposed to paying $2,400. That's if you're, like you said, one person, one room,
we
one
got a
bathroom.
Text message here says, I moved to Philadelphia because one bedrooms were basically the same price, $1,200 to $1,600, but there are way more jobs in Philadelphia.
Wow.
There you have it.
Well, Philadelphia is like a top seven market.
And even if you say, like, oh, well, you know, Clayton is hotsy-totsy or Wildwood or whatever, some of these buildings, like my brother's building, it wasn't super walkable. He was like on 270.
Right.
You know, like, and Manchester. Yeah, right. And then this other building, there's another one, which is that same one bedroom, $2,500, $2,700. It's right on top of like 141, where you're not really walking anywhere. You know, it's not like a quiet neighborhood. Right.
And I will tell you this. That's the thing about expense. Some of these places that are expensive around the country, part of the expense is you are in a walkable neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they understand that. Right, that you can, you know, you can walk to the store,
you
can walk to coffee shops.
You can pay a little extra for location. You
right.
Might be like, yeah, I want to be in the heart of it.
But to pay like $18,000, $19,000, $2,000 for one bed and your front door is $270?
You get a job with Roger Brand. Well, Roger,
what in the hell are you doing here?
$270 south is a parking lot.
And people are having to resort to renting because buying a house is crazy expensive,
yes, right,
too.
That is correct.
Who do we think we are?
Chris and Amy show. We are with you until 12 o'clock. We got Hancock and Kelly with us for the first hour of this show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. We got Hancock and Kelly with us.
We do.
Until 10 o'clock.
Yes.
You guys ready for your weekend? You going to have a great time? You're going to have a great time this weekend.
Yeah, I should have a pretty good time this weekend. Well, I'm preaching on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know that we've got a lot of outdoor festivities for the weekend. It's going to be hot out there.
You did not tell me you were preaching this Sunday.
Well, sorry,
buddy. Have you been working on your sermon?
I have.
You usually test stuff out on me.
Oh, do you really? You, that's so cute. Were you,
so, Michael's your open mic night?
Huh?
What?
His nickname should be Open Michael Knight.
I mean, it's not like he's testing out. He says to me, do you know who Sir Edwin Hillary is? And I said, well, of course. He's the guy who scaled Mount Everest. And then he would tell me a story about Sir Edwin Hillary. And
oh, Edmund Hillary? I thought that was a ship.
And then how he was going to integrate it into his his
sermon. What the guy did, you know, he climbed that mountain out there.
Yeah. Which, by the way, everybody's climbing it now.
Well, but he was the first one to do it. And, he's got his buddy with him there who nobody knows his name. It's kind of sad.
Have we stopped go ahead.
And he's climbing the mountain, right?
Yeah, he is.
And he gets to the top of the mountain, and he can't breathe up there.
Yeah.
Because the air's
oxygen.
So thin.
Yeah.
So he only stayed on the top of the mountain for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And that is where the term 15 minutes of fame originated.
Really?
Are you sure about that?
I just said it.
He put it into a sermon.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh. You didn't get this off of like AI, did you? Because it's wrong a lot.
Yeah, it's called, they call it AI. No, it's like, hey, I don't know about
questions.
That.
I did some research.
Really?
Yeah.
15 minutes of fame came from Sir Edmund Hillary.
That's correct.
And the lack of oxygen.
Yep.
So speaking of scaling Everest, it's not that impressive anymore.
No.
It just isn't.
There are traffic jams.
At the top of Everest.
And like hundreds of people, and you're stepping over dead bodies, and I've said this, but I am not. Oh, yeah, there's dead bodies.
They just leave them there.
They leave them there.
Been there 10 years.
So a friend of mine who is living this like mountaineering life, his buddy scaled Everest this past fall or whatever it was this year, whatever the season is.
Yeah.
The most recent season he scaled Everest, and he stepped over to fresh dead bodies on the way up and had to stand in line with dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of other people. And, you know, if one person freaks out or falls, they could take you down as well. But he said stepping over the dead bodies was a little much. And here's the thing. I don't want to die because, like, some orthodontist is searching for meaning in life. You know, that's who's up there. Do you know, Michael, that's who it is. Some middle-aged orthodontist gets a divorce.
Yeah.
Gets a divorce and is like, I'm going to find myself. I'm going to spend $120,000 to scale
that's
Everest.
That's pretty specific. A middle-aged divorced orthodontist.
No, but she's right.
And you're going to die next to that guy because he's searching for meaning
in life.
If
you want to go stand in a line, go to Six Flags in the summer and go stand at one of the roller coasters and you can be in the exact same line, but you don't have to be however many feet up in the air.
So here's what I do.
30,000.
When I climb mountains and search for meaning in life. No, when I climb mountains, a lot of people go to Colorado to climb the 14ers, right? To say that they did 14,000 feet. But just because it's 14,000 feet, sometimes you can drive up there or sometimes it's an easy hike. Here's my PSA. If you want to get away from people, you don't want to see anybody, which is why I go to the mountains.
Go downtown.
Well, you could go downtown on a weekday or climb a 13er. No one cares about 13ers because it doesn't, you know, it's not the glory, but there's no one out there. And so that's what I climb.
Find a cave.
Nobody's learned new terms today. A 14er and a 13er. I had no idea.
I never heard of it.
I'll tell you what, if you go downtown in the middle of the day, you're going to see this guy that I saw as I was walking back from the Cardinals game. And I left the game early in the middle of the day, so there was no one downtown because they're on Busch Stadium. I don't know why. This is a true story. It's not a joke. The three people I saw either had, like, they were in wheelchairs. I don't know if they all needed the wheelchair. Maybe a couple of them found a wheelchair. I'm not sure the wheelchair situation, but they were randomly. And one of them.
Well, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Well, one of them was in the middle of the street doing this. Hey! 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 Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's who was downtown.
I know that guy. Was it Ronnie Woo Woo? You guys ever heard of Ronnie Woo Woo?
Was it Ronnie Woo Woo?
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you know what
I'm
talking
about? I'm unaware of Ronnie Woo Woo.
He was this guy at Wrigley Field for years who was, I don't know if he was homeless or lived in assisted living or whatever, and the Cubs got him a full uniform. And he would walk around the stadium and he would go, Cubs, woo, Cubs, woo. And he would do it without taking a breath. And he used to I don't know how, but he used to make his way down to Busch Stadium for Cubs Cardinals games too. And the old Busch, you know how it was just a circle and you could walk around the circle?
Yeah.
He would walk the circle of the stadium and yell Cubs woo.
Wow. You
never seen this guy?
No.
That's got to be good exercise.
He's got to be like 90 by now.
Yeah.
But Ronnie Woo Woo.
That would be good exercise to walk around the stadium a bunch of times.
You could be Johnny Woo Woo.
I could be.
Dave B. is watching on YouTube and says, do not besmirch Ronnie Woo Woo Wickers. That's his name, Ronnie Wickers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
I would bet Ronnie Woo Woo may have encountered some adversarial humans.
I don't know.
That inside of Busch Stadium.
St. Louis fans are just not like that.
Generally nice.
Except
they'll
except
talk about
the
you
Blues,
behind your back
for the
they
Blues
won't.
Games.
Listen,
where,
yeah. if no
Do you
one
ever go to the old arena,
yeah, yeah. Every time I went, there was a fight with Kevin Slayton in the parking lot. Every game. I mean, it was unbelievable.
I've Maybe you seen, just caught him on bad nights.
I've never seen anything like
that
it.
That guy loves to fight. Yeah, I do know that.
I mean, that's the only thing I know about him.
You couldn't get to your car without walking past Slayton beating on somebody.
It's so true.
Or getting beaten on?
So I know four people that know him, and every conversation starts the same as like, man, I was once in a fight, or that guy once picked a fight with me. I think that's what he does. Good on him. Well, he says, I don't want to poo-poo Kevin Slayton.
You really make a name for yourself.
If you fight all the time.
That's right. Amy Marks Kors, Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Chris Ranji. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with Craig. You should be saying KMOX 1120 and not that silly 104.1. Thank you.
Silly? 104.1 is awesome. Disagree,
I think we should drop
Dave.
The point. I think we should drop the point. 104.1 KMOX.
It actually is 104.1 FM. That's how we say it.
Yeah.
104.1 FM.
Did we say point?
No.
Oh.
But Dave, appreciate the voice message on the Odyssey app. You can also leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. Michelle did the exact same thing.
Oh. Hi, I'd like to call in as an unauthorized proxy for Craig, who's apparently not available this morning. My name's Michelle, and I'm going to give a shout-out for KMOX on 1120 as opposed to 104.1. Not that I have anything against FM, but I like my Cardinals baseball and my talk shows on the AM. It's just I'm a creature of habit, and it's nostalgic, and I don't care whether it's better reception or stronger reception on 104.1. I'm turning on the AM. I'm 52 years old, and that's how I like it. And I'm not a 8.5 angry, but I definitely am resisting any change to FM.
Look, Michelle, as long as you're listening, I don't care how you do it.
No,
you can
listen so
however you want.
I am so impressed that Craig, in absentia, has rallied the troops.
He has.
This is unbelievable.
Well, no, he represents a group of people out there.
Craig, I'm guessing, has now started a group, and they will meet on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. I don't know where, but
I know what their slogan is.
They can have their support group.
Their shirt says, "I am angry," but "am" is capitalized.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, I do like that.
Isn't that a great shirt?
That's quite clever.
I am angry. I am angry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
Gregory, you are welcome, and I respect the power of your leadership. 8.5.
But
that's how mad he is.
But 104.1 sounds great. You should use it. Or the Odyssey app, whatever you want to do. Or watch us, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You can see KMOX News, and Ronge. Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock is on all those platforms too. Yeah.
Ronge, would you like to? Oh, go ahead.
Have you guys, speaking of nostalgia of KMOX, have you guys ever read A Painted Barn by John Grisham?
No.
No.
Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. I've not read it.
Let me make sure I'm giving you the right name. John, go ahead.
This is good radio here, Kelly. You're painted barn. It over
is
here.
It a house?
A painted house. Yeah, it's a painted house. Anyway.
Is there even a barn in this book?
No, it's
a barn in the painted house.
It's a story about, it's semi-autobiographical, written by John Grisham, and it's all about growing up around KMOX and listening to the radio with his family in Arkansas and Mississippi. And it's not, his name's not John in the book, but you can read it, and it's a John Grisham story, but KMOX, Jack Buck, Harry Carey, they're all in it. It's a great book.
Well, it's a historic station. So we're always going to have it. Yeah. It will always be there.
Yeah. Plus, like I said, when everything hits the fan, the cockroaches will be listening to AM.
That's
so we
got
to keep it. D.E. Vance is watching on YouTube, who I guess is related to J.D. Vance, if that's how they do their names.
Most likely.
15 Minutes of Fame originated with Andy Warhol. He said, in the coming age of media and technology, everyone will have their 15 minutes of worldwide fame. Do you care to contest?
I mean, that's a plausible explanation, I suppose.
But he
would have said that after Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest.
And that's probably 15 minutes was there.
Yes.
I'm with your theory, John.
Thanks, buddy.
I think J.D. is off base, which is on brand.
That wasn't J.D. That was...
I thought it was J.D.
That
Vance.
Was D.
How did they? I just want to know how they got that ship all the way up to the top of Everest.
I don't know. It's not easily done.
He's thinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
So you have a theory?
Yeah. So I have been, as a result of all these old movies that are getting remade, right? Mm-hmm. You got the Mission Impossibles, Supermans, etc.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go back and watch the old Mission Impossibles, which is really great. The technology in it is hysterical. but I'm watching the old
The series.
Supermans.
The television series?
Real
no,
quick. The movies.
Oh, okay.
So, Superman.
Real quick, I would like to pull an Amy and correct myself on something.
Please do.
Just so that the research nerds don't get mad at me. This is a hypothesis and not a theory.
Yes.
Go right ahead. Thank you.
No, thank you. So, I was watching Christopher Reeves on Superman, which is great. Marlon Brando's in that movie. Did you know that? Marlon Brando is...
And apparently it was a real pain in the ass on set.
Oh, imagine that.
Christopher Reeves said he was a pain.
And then I watched Superman 2 and Superman 3. And by the way, Superman 3, do you know who's in that? Richard Pryor?
Great stars
in all of these movies. Gene Hackman, Lex Luthor.
By the way, Margot Kidder, Lois Lane, but go right ahead.
But what's amazing to me is all of these people are working with Clark Kent, and then they don't recognize him as Superman.
Yeah.
Right, because he has the glasses on.
It made me wonder about Chris Ranji, because I have never seen Chris without his hat and glasses. Yeah. And I'm just wondering if you're like Clark Kent. Like, when you leave this part of your life, you take that helmet off, and you've got that debonair, you know, Superman hair.
I do not have great.
And you're living your own alternate world.
You know this is true, don't you? You know what
because
he is.
Isn't it unbelievable? Because if you watch the old Supermans, trust me, when you see Clark Kent, he looks different than Superman, but it's the same human being if you pay close attention.
It wouldn't be that difficult. See, I don't...
So here's the thing,
I don't think so.
We know this. We've talked about his double life. Our longtime listeners know that we have long bandied about a theory slash hypothesis that Ronge has a family in Chicago. He's got a wife and kids, and he is not Superman. He is a Republican super donor.
Ooh, could you imagine?
That's what he is in Chicago. He has a brownstone in Lincoln Park. He is a Republican super donor with a wife and kids.
Well, that would be better than being like Dexter or something.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What, being a Republican donor? I agree. Very dumb.
Ronge is, what you see is what you get with Ronge.
Thank you, John.
No, but I mean, you don't see much.
But I'm just telling you, what you saw with Clark Kent kid is what you got. But when all of a sudden, like in the same scene, he would have the glasses off and he'd have a different eye. And I was like, I wonder if Ronge is that way. Like he's
okay, Michael. Here's why Michael has a point.
Thank you.
Everybody thinks, oh, Ronge, what you see is what you get, and he's on 4 hours a day.
Very true.
We don't. What do you actually know about this man?
He's got a mother in Granite City.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. He's got an uncle that's a Yes fan.
My uncle loves Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was your dad
Marlon Brando? Maybe you are Superman.
Very elusive. Yeah, that's true. But did it bother you guys? And it still does to me, but I guess you have to suspend disbelief, right? That in when it comes to Superman, I know that the glasses, that's the disguise. It really isn't that difficult to tell somebody with glasses or without them. Like,
no.
I can say, oh, I know who you are.
Do we want somebody flying around out there without their glasses on?
Well,
no.
One time, so I knew.
I mean, you'd think if you're going to wear glasses, you'd put the glasses on when you're flying.
So,
keep the bugs out.
Well, no, so you can see.
Like, if I know Clark Kent, I am a personal friend of Clark Kent's,
right?
And he's not around, but Superman shows up, I'd say, oh, Clark, what happened to your glasses?
No, I'm telling
wouldn't.
You, when you
that's
see Clark
say.
Kent, that's paid by Christopher Reeves, same. But completely different
I've
look.
Seen it.
No,
completely
this
different
happened
look.
With me. So I always wear, allegedly, oversized clothing.
Yes. But everything's oversized on you.
And one time I wore clothes that fit. They were tight. And I saw you and you didn't recognize me.
I didn't know it was her.
Really?
He didn't. This is a true story.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was me.
I was driving and she was you were walking or something.
And he didn't know it was me because he had never seen me in clothes that fit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you do wear jackets that Hancock and I could steal to wear on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a community service in case you're ever short
like
a jacket.
You look like the guy from the
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads with your clothes on. What was his name? David Byrne?
With my clothes on.
With your clothes on.
Why did you add that caveat?
Well, I meant with that clothes on.
Here's a texter. This is Carlos.
Please, Carlos.
Carlos is texting in.
Alvarez?
Says, I just wanted to say I refuse to listen to you on the radio. I use TuneIn so I can take you everywhere I go.
Good.
Shower time, my garage with a pool noodle.
Wait, what?
Yes, shower time.
The man's got his pool noodle out.
Hold on. The text came in out of order because we have this system.
Yeah.
Shower time with a pool noodle. That's not exactly how it goes. It goes, I refuse to listen to you on the radio. I use TuneIn so I can take you everywhere I go. Shower time, you're there. Dropping my daily emotional baggage into the toilet. Still there.
Oh.
One time I listened while chasing a raccoon out of the garage
with a pool noodle.
So
wow,
but you can also do that on the Odyssey app. Yeah. But listen to us wherever you want.
You can chase a raccoon with a pool noodle on your Odyssey app.
Yeah. You could cut the grass.
Confession: I have the Odyssey app downloaded on my phone. But if I wanted to go, somebody says, "Hey, you got to go back and listen to Chris and Amy because I was in a meeting or something." I go to the iTunes store, I guess it's not the iTunes, the podcast thing on Apple.
Yeah.
And it just comes right there. You type in the Chris and Amy show.
Oh, yeah.
You can listen.
Yeah.
You can fast forward real quick. Not many commercials.
Yeah, wherever you want. Podcasts, wherever you get them.
So someone who is watching on Facebook, D.E. Vance, remember when I said that might be related to J.D. Vance?
Mm-hmm.
They responded, hell no, I'm not.
Not related to J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Larry is also watching on Facebook and
Larry
says,
Funky.
Is KMOX still on 1120 AM?
John.
Yes. That's what we're talking about.
It's never going away.
In our 12-minute show, we don't have texting and all this stuff. The listeners don't get to interact with us.
You guys don't know how to log into the system. Yeah. You haven't even checked your email ever.
You don't know how to check your email. How would you
ever? You have never checked your work email.
Yeah.
I got email, boy. Have I got emails?
You do.
Never.
Hancock and Kelly with us on this Friday. We still have some time with these boys. It's Chris and Amy. We are so glad you've listened in. 314-436-7900. Text us. Leave a message on the Odyssey app. It's 104.1 FM KMOX. A few more moments with Hancock and Kelly on this Friday. It's Chris and Amy show. Good thing you are here with us, because we are here for you.
We are. We're trying to lighten everyone's mood today. Make you laugh a little bit. Maybe sometimes the world is a little heavy. We would like to lighten it up.
So the governor was in town.
Yes, he was.
Yesterday.
Yes,
and you
was.
Saw him.
Yes, we did.
Because we now downtown St. Louis is designated as an entertainment district, which gives downtown St. Louis the authority to hire its own security.
Yep.
And to get funding from the state. So, I mean, this seems like a good thing.
It is a good thing. And, you know, you've got to solve the perception of crime problem that exists, because you've got your downtown should be a place where people want to go. That's got exciting things going on. It's a destination place for entertainment. And that's what they're trying to do here.
Yeah. And the thing I was most encouraged about yesterday at that ceremony, John and I were both there. It was a bipartisan thing, both Democrats and Republicans. In fact, the governor was just so emotive about his praise of
very
Chris
magnanimous.
Spencer. There you go. And the Democratic state senators. But also, it was refreshing to hear a governor talk about the importance of St. Louis to the entire state, and not speak of St. Louis as in a more of a negative tone and more of an adversarial tone. That was the most impressive thing. I mean, he talked about the five counties on this side of the state being the most important economic engine of this entire state. And I don't know. I haven't had a governor in my lifetime talk about St. Louis and the importance of what it means and what we need to do to fix it. So I was encouraged
to see
that.
It seems like it's always, and I could be wrong if I have the wrong read and you could tell me, but it just seems like it's always, well, Democrats are ruining the city.
Right.
Instead of that, I would like a governor who is, let's do what we can to help the city along, all of us together, not just, you know, we're going to fix it because you guys can't. It's all of us together. That's what I want to happen. You feel confident that's where we're going?
Well, if you would have heard what he said about Kara Spencer yesterday, you'd have thought he was her campaign manager. I mean, he said, look, she's done great work. She wants to do great work. We're partners in this. I've not seen politicians talk like that, especially in this polarized environment. And let's be honest. I mean, St. Louis is usually a dirty word in the Missouri legislature. You can speak to that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's one of the reasons that we're so rurally dominant in this state is because St. Louis and Kansas City rarely work together. And so when you've got everybody against St. Louis, it's tough to get things done. And this governor, because he is so excellent at interpersonal relationships, and he does little things like calling out legislators by name and extolling what they've done. I don't remember governors doing that before. And that Kansas City Stadium deal that he got done, which I whatever you may think of it, I don't know that there's another governor of recent vintage in the state that could have gotten that through the legislature, but Mike Kehoe did, because he's got those relationships and he works them and he cultivates them. And there's a reason why the guy was a very successful car dealer, and that same skill set has served him very well in the governor's office.
Yeah, we were talking to Kurt Weigel, the chief downtown officer for Greater St. Louis, and brought up how downtown we need to make sure it thrives. As Governor Kehoe knows, the state, the surrounding counties are going to fail if St. Louis fails.
Right.
As goes the city, so goes the rest of the counties. Someone else who acknowledges that and sees that and has been very outspoken about it is St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman.
Yeah.
And Kurt Weigel brought up how when they had some downtown initiatives going in Jefferson City, Steve Ellman drove to Jefferson City to back those initiatives, because what happens here downtown affects St. Charles. It may feel far away, but it's not.
Yeah. We're competing as a region. You know, our state's losing population, Missouri, just in general losing. But, yeah, there's some places you can point to where it's still growing 1% in St. Charles. I guess it's growing down in
Southwest
Missouri. But the whole state's losing population. And I think there is an understanding that we are essentially regions competing for opportunity and jobs. And that's what it's come down to. So the St. Louis region is competing against Nashville and Memphis and Indianapolis and Hong Kong to be able to bring stuff together. And it's great that they're starting to work cooperatively to, like, find the tools that make sense. You know, we were, in the past, it always been so city and St. Louis County focused. Doesn't make sense. Half of our population doesn't live there.
Yeah.
So I like this. I also want to touch on a thing that was done yesterday, too, the repealing of the paid time off sick leave for workers in the state, which was something that the people voted on. They voted it in, and the governor repealed that. We'll start with you, Michael. How do you feel about it?
It's against the will of the people, and this is the problem we're going to have with this extremist-dominated Republican legislature. Even though the people are passing this stuff, they're going to come in and overturn it every time. That's why you're going to see more of these efforts go to a constitutional amendment like we saw with marijuana so that it can't be turned back. These aren't passing by one or two votes. They're passing by 10%. They should be the law, not overturned by the governor.
Well, the reason this all this stuff passes is that there's no funded opposition to it. So if you put something on the ballot and you put a bunch of money together, you're going to win every time. If there's no funded opposition, you're gonna win. And I think this was a situation where the public policy detriment of having a mandatory paid sick leave for every employer in the state is a disincentive to you know, we were just talking about growing population. That's a disincentive to grow population.
And I know the Missouri Chamber of Commerce was in favor of overturning it. And initially when it passed, like immediately after the election, there were a lot of small businesses on, you know, Main Street, right, Missouri, who said, okay, maybe these rules work for bigger companies, but this is just not how mom and pop shops work. Because that was in, I think it was like in the Post-Dispatch. The next day, there were all these small businesses saying, the idea is great, but certain statewide or nationwide policies that may work for bigger companies do not work on small businesses where the margins are different.
Which is fine, but then shouldn't it be, look, this is what the people voted for. You can say, well, I don't like it. I don't think it's going to work. Okay, fine. Well, let's see if it works or not. People voted for it.
Right.
So either you vote for something and it's a law or it's not.
So why isn't
either
the
elections matter
from
or they don't?
Those who wanted to see this overturned, not like, wow, we ought to pay attention here. 60% of the people in the state of Missouri are voting for this thing. Even though we think it's wrong, maybe we ought to find some way to do our job as legislators
or
find a compromise.
It's in the process before it even becomes a law.
Right.
Let's work on that in good faith. You know, maybe we can reach a middle ground.
Good luck.
Guys, thank
yes.
you.
Hey, now.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, you shall.
Or maybe I'll give you a call anyway just to talk to you
just
over the weekend.
It.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, you guys are the best. See ya.
See ya.
When
Bye.
We come back, we are going to roam St. Louis. We're going to have three good things for you, and we'll hear about Scott Jagow's chat with Stu Mac. That's coming up next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. We'll be right back.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.